Good morning, and a very warm welcome to our worship service here in St. Machen's. Can I just say a special thanks to everyone for braving the elements and coming out this morning to worship with us. Much appreciated. A special welcome is also extended to any friends or visitors with us this morning. We hope everyone will feel at home and welcome in our church family, and that you find our worship to be both meaningful and uplifting. It's a pleasure to welcome Susan Menzies at the organ. Susan is Fiona's sister and has been with us on a number of occasions before, so welcome, Susan. Tea and coffee will be served in the hall after the service, and everyone is invited to go through and share in a short time of fellowship there. A couple of intimations. Lark Hall Congregational Women's Fellowship would like to invite St. Machen's Guild to an open night on Thursday the 13th of February at 7:15. And Catherine has asked me to intimate this morning. So they're having a musical bingo with the Jubilee Jammers. And tickets are priced at £4 and can be paid at the door. And they look forward to welcoming our guild to that evening. That's on Thursday the 13th. At 7:15. And to assist with catering, they would like to know numbers of people coming. So if you'd like to attend, could you please speak to Catherine Carey after the service this morning? Thanks. And all contributions for the March edition of the Church magazine should be given to Faye by next Sunday, the 16th of February, or earlier if possible. And just finally, in relation to the weather, can I ask everyone just to be especially vigilant when you're leaving either the church or the hall by the front or the rear entrance. Obviously, we've had some high winds, so just in the event of any slates becoming loose or having been dislodged, just please be aware and be vigilant. Don't stand too close to the building when you're leaving and just move away. Just wouldn't like Em to go home with a sore head. So, these are all the intimations. Thanks.
I used to think it was a positive thing, a congregation looking heavenward when they come out of church. This puts a whole new spin in it entirely. Good morning and welcome to worship here in God's house today. 1 John chapter 4, verse 16. God is love. Whoever lives in love lives in God, and God in them. Isn't that wonderful to be reminded of this morning? Whoever lives in love lives in God, and God in them. Let us be rooted and founded in a love such as this. Let us sing together our opening praise, "In the love of Christ be rooted."
Pearl of perfect wisdom.
Roses are red. Violets are blue. Sugar is sweet, and so are you. Wasn't it worth coming to church in this bad weather just to hear someone saying that to you personally? That time of year is here again. 14th of February is approaching fast. Have you ever been tempted to write and send a poem like that? Roses are red, violets are blue, sugar is sweet, and so are you. Valentine's Day. A time, perhaps, some might say, to let the heart rule the head. Maybe. Whenever I have seen this particular image of the beating heart on the screen, I've almost had an irresistible urge every time I glance at it to do something. I've had an irresistible urge to go like that, to check it's still there, and to make sure it's still working. An irresistible urge to check the physical heart. Well, 273 days ago, on May the 12th, 2019, we began a journey of love together, looking at 1 Corinthians chapter 13. We have discovered that just like the human heart with its left and right atriums, left and right ventricles, the spiritual heart that we find presented to us in 1 Corinthians chapter 13 also has four chambers. Four chambers that are the heartbeat of the church spiritually and the heartbeat of every single individual Christian who follows Jesus. They are the sign of life, of true life, of circulation of love through the body of Christ and every single member thereof. That wonderful love, that unique love, that they had to come up with a brand new Greek word to describe it, agape, agape love. Now, just as some like me might have an urge when they see the heart beating there on the screen just to check the physical heart, then all of us, 1 Corinthians 13 should help all of us to have an irresistible urge to check our spiritual hearts. It certainly gives God the opportunity to give our spiritual hearts a very thorough examination and test, to see how our spiritual hearts are functioning, to test our spiritual hearts and make sure they aren't faulty or failing, to diagnose any treatment our spiritual hearts might need. And God can do all of this using 1 Corinthians chapter 13. So today is a reflective service, the finale of all these 273 days. A reflective service, a time to let the great physician gently and lovingly examine and treat yours and mine, our spiritual heart. Let us pray. Almighty, glorious God, in the peacefulness of this sanctuary, while the storm is raging outside, we seek your presence and your power to reassure us, to protect us, to help us on life's journey, to lead us in the footsteps of Jesus. Lord, we thank you for your love. We thank you that you are love, and that here today, right now, and in this holy place, we are living in love. In the love of Jesus. And therefore, we live within your very heart. And you dwell in our hearts too. So bless us this day, in this time of worship, this time of reflection. Truly be the great physician around us and within us, speaking to us gently your diagnosis, sharing with us about the faults and failings you see, not as a judge, but as a loving shepherd who cares for his sheep and wishes them to be healthy and happy in every way. Lord, bless us in this time of worship, And hear us now as we pray in the words that our Lord Jesus has taught us to say. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Let us hear God's words of love.
First reading is taken from 1 Corinthians 13, verses 1 to 3. I may be able to speak the languages of human beings and even of angels, but if I have no love, my speech is no more than a noisy gong or a clanging bell. I may have the gift of inspired preaching. I may have all knowledge and understand all secrets. I may have all the faith needed to move mountains. But if I have no love, I am nothing. I may give away everything I have and even give up my body to be burned. But if I have no love, this does me no good. Amen.
Thank you, Joe. Thank you. Always essential. Now listen carefully, because this is quite difficult for me to say. Are you ready for this? Roses are red, violets are blue, what I thought was toothpaste turned out to be glue. That's hard to say with your teeth gritted together, isn't it? It just didn't sound right, did it? It just didn't sound right. One of the most fundamental tests of the heart physical is a sound test. Can the heart be heard beating? Now, usually, from a medical point of view, its simplest form is a stethoscope. Now, hands up everyone in church today that's had a stethoscope stuck there at some point in their lives. Is there anybody? I don't think there'd be anybody, unless you're extremely fortunate. The Lord has blessed you with perfect health. Every one of us at some point has had a stethoscope to check how our physical heart is doing. Now, I heard once that there was a doctor examining a patient. He puts his stethoscope in the patient's thigh and hears, "Please, please, give me £5. He puts his stethoscope to the patient's knee and hears, "Please, I need you to give me £10 right now." He puts his stethoscope round about the patient's ankle and hears, "I'm begging you, give me £20. The doctor takes off his stethoscope, looks at the patient and says, "I've some bad news. Your leg is broke in 3 places. Come on, it was better than that. 1 Corinthians 13, 1-3 tells us that if we have no love, we are nothing. We have nothing. Our spiritual heart is broken. It's broke. Without love, there is no spiritual heartbeat. Without love, there is no life in the body of Christ. Almighty God, our great physician, says in Ezekiel 36, 26, "I will remove from you your heart of stone and give you a heart of flesh." And a heart of flesh is one that is beating, beating strong and firm with the love of Jesus. Jesus can and will make our spiritual hearts beat. Let's sing together how deep the Father's love for us.
Give his own wasteland.
Corinthians, 1 Corinthians 13, verses 4 to 7. Love is patient and kind. It is not jealous or conceited or proud. Love is not ill-mannered or selfish or irritable. Love does not keep a record of wrongs. Love is not happy with evil, but is happy with the truth. Love never gives up, and its faith, hope, and patience never fail. Amen.
Always exceptional. Roses are red, violets are blue. Some poems rhyme, this one doesn't. Didn't make any sense, did it? It grates upon the ear, yet alone the heart. As a poem, it just doesn't work. After sound tests comes the stress tests for the heart. Getting our hearts to work. Nothing makes our hearts work harder than perhaps a trip to the gym. Now I hear there's a new machine at the gym. Did you hear that? There's a new machine at the gym. But if you use it for more than an hour, you start to feel very sick. It's a good machine, though. It does everything. Kit Kats, Mars bars, Snickers, and crisps. Is that your idea of exercise? Might be. Believe it or not, I have actually been to a gym. It was a long time ago, but I've actually been to a gym. I had a go at the cycling machine, had a go at the weights, at the rowing machine, but the one I found hardest of all was the running machine, or as some people call it, the treadmill. Everything starts off slow and easy, and then it begins to speed up. And then when you're least expecting it, suddenly it starts to rise. You ever been one of these machines? I don't know who set it up for me, but it started to rise at the front and you start to run step uphill. It rises and rises and gets steeper and steeper, but it truly gets that heart beating step by step by step by step. 1 Corinthians 13, 4 to 7. This is God's exercise for our spiritual hearts. It starts with love is patient and kind, and then gets steeper and steeper and steeper till it reaches the heights of love never gives up. I wonder, what steps does God want you and I to take? What heights does God want us to scale? How broad, how long, how high, how deep does God want us to reach to make our spiritual hearts work? Let's remain seated now as we sing together, Christ gave the perfume of the cross.
Verses 8 to 11. Love is eternal. There are inspired messages, but they are temporary. There are gifts of speaking in strange tongues, but they will cease. There is knowledge, but it will pass. For our gifts of knowledge and of inspired messages are only partial. But when what is perfect comes, then what is partial will disappear. When I was a child, my speech, feelings, and thinking were all those of a child. Now that I am an adult, I have no more use for childish ways. Amen.
Always effective. Roses are red, violets are blue, but I wouldn't know because you never bring me flowers. Sounds like a Valentine failure, doesn't it? Someone failed to show and share love effectively. Just as it is with the physical heart, sometimes the spiritual heart can't be fixed by the sound test, listening to its beat. Sometimes the spiritual heart can't be cured by the stress test, making it work. Sometimes the spiritual heart has to undergo surgery. 1 Corinthians 13, 8-11 is the expert open heart surgery of our heavenly surgeon. There are things in our lives that are only temporary. There are things in our life that must cease. There are things in our lives that must pass. There are things in our lives that are only partial, that must disappear, that must be left behind in favor of the perfect love of God. Who else should we trust? Who else can we trust with such delicate work on our spiritual hearts? Jesus says in John 14:1, "Do not let your hearts be troubled. Trust in God, trust also in me." Jesus can and will do what it takes, perhaps through day surgery, or perhaps through a lifetime of operations. Jesus can and will do what it takes to make my spiritual heart and your spiritual heart as healthy as it can be. It was the thought of Jesus as being the one whom we can trust to carry out the surgery upon our spiritual hearts. It was this thought that led me in recent weeks to write the words of our next hymn. And I must have been in a good mood that day, Joe, because I suddenly thought to myself, write the words, why don't I try writing the tune as well? Very rarely in all the years I've written lyrics and things have I ever attempted to write the tune. But I threw some tadpoles in the washing line, you know, the music score, one line of it, and it was passed on to Fiona, who passed it on to poor Susan, who has well and truly drawn the short straw for helping out today. So what I'll do is I will ask Susan perhaps if she could play it through once for us so we can have a listen to it before attempting it, because if truth be told, I'm quite looking forward to seeing how it sounds as well. And I'm the one that wrote it. It's entitled, "Lord Jesus Christ, You Are the One."
Power of your grace.
Too bad. What do you think? Didn't sound too bad at all. It may or may not be the last ever public performance of that particular hymn, lyrics and tune. But it sounded quite good to me, so thank you for your forbearance. Thank you for your love and being willing to sing that with me. Let's now continue to worship God through our offering. The offering shall now be uplifted.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Had I known, I would have couched the prayer in poetry. But I won't. Let's approach the throne of grace in prayer. Let us pray. Loving God, we have received and we have given. We pray that what we receive from you will continue to richly bless us, and the offering we lay before you richly bless others through the church, the body of the Lord Jesus Christ. Gracious God, we come to pray for a world where there is a lack of love. Your love is patient and kind. Love is never arrogant, nor boastful, nor rude. And we ask that from the outbreak of the coronavirus that good will come, with countries working together exceptionally, and the many acts of caring and self-sacrifice which underpin the very power of love. And this morning, Father, we pray for those who are bullied and for those who torment them. We remember the Chinese doctor now dead who alerted others to the virus and was arrested and forced to sign a statement of lies. Your love never insists on getting its own way. We pray for those who are resentful because they feel they are hard done by. May they know the love which softens hard hearts, sees both sides of a question, and is always willing to compromise. Your love never rejoices in the wrong, but only in truth. And we pray for those caught up in a web of corruption or a web of lies, and for those who feel manipulated or abused. May they know the love which has integrity and delights in truth. Love endures all things, and we pray for those who suffer in silence, and those who hunger and thirst for your way of love to prevail in life. We ask, Father, that your love will pervade relationships locally as unity is sought in Chalmers, Trinity and St. Martin's. Please let there be clear understanding and essential love in Christ as attempts are made to move forward in him. Loving Father, we thank you for those who give so much of themselves in love for Jesus and his church, and especially folks at St. Mines this morning, Father. We pray blessing upon them and strength to continue in loving service. We pray for our young people and for their protection and growth in the Christian faith. In your mercy, Father, give us all patience and understanding, and may we value them in love as you do, Father. Father, raise them as the next generation of disciples in Christ. Fill them with the Holy Spirit, Father, and give us vision and wisdom and knowledge, Father, that we may tend to them, Father, we may love them, we may instruct them, and we may guide them, and we may be role models to them, Father, as you did for us and do for us, Father, in Christ, may we do for them. Father, we ask for blessing upon the sick, many sick in our own congregation, Father. And we pray for their carers and all of those who worry about them, family and friends. And we just ask, Father, that you will tend to them with your Holy Spirit, with your healing grace, and that they will know that you touch them, Father. We ask that you will strengthen and protect Alistair and Lorraine from the enemy. And we ask that you will bring healing and health to them also, Father, in Christ, who they serve. Father, we are your people. We pray in the name of your Son. We pray in the name of Jesus Christ, Father, who is your love with a human face. Amen.
And now to conclude, verses 12 and 13. What we see now is like a dim image in a mirror. Then we shall see face to face. What I know now is only partial. Then it will be complete as God's knowledge of me. Meanwhile, these three remain, faith, hope, and love. And the greatest of these is love. May God add his blessing to these readings of his holy word, and to his name be all glory and praise. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Joe. Always eternal. Roses are red, violets are red, tulips are red, bushes are red, trees are red. I set fire to your garden. You know, love has a habit of making us lose our heads. Did you know that? Maybe you've experienced it. Love has a habit of making us lose our heads and do some unusual and strange things. Now, talking about losing our heads, according to my Chambers Encyclopedic Guide to the Saints of the Church, of the Early Church, it's not a volume in my bookshelf I refer to very often, I hasten to add, quite dusty in many ways. My Chambers Encyclopedic Guide to the Saints speaks about Saint Valentine, or perhaps I should say Saint Valentine's. Because there's a lot of dispute. There appears to be two of them in the early church for some reason. One, the Bishop of Tournai, 60 miles from Rome, who was martyred in 273 AD. The other, a Roman priest and doctor, possibly martyred about 350 AD. Both have been depicted in pictures as being beheaded. Literally losing their heads because of their love for God. And both of these characters have their feast days, as the early church used to have, and through many centuries. Their feast days are both the 14th of February. And between them, they are seen as the patron saints of engaged couples. That's the obvious one. But wait for it, the patron saint of beekeepers. Now, where did that come from? Beekeepers. Now, I have a wee theory about all of this, because round about the time of Chaucer, you know, the chap that wrote the Canterbury Tales, he lived from about 1340 through to 1400 AD, round about his time, and in some of his writings, it promotes the idea that the birds in the trees start to choose their mates on the 14th of February, St. Valentine's feast day. Now, patron saint of beekeepers and birds choosing their mates. Now, am I wrong to think that perhaps this might be the origins of the phrase, the birds and the bees? It might be. I thought I was onto something until I checked the internet and not another single person agrees with me anywhere. It's nice to be in the minority at times. Stick to my guns. I'll keep to this theory for as long as I possibly can. The Saint Valentines lost their heads for love. But with the love of God, we are never losers. We are never losers. With the love of God, we don't lose our heads. We don't lose our hearts. We don't lose anything. We gain everything. We gain everything in Jesus. Light and life and love everlasting. 2 Corinthians 1:20 says, "For no matter how many promises God has made, they are all yes in Christ." Romans 8:39, "There is nothing in all creation that can separate us from the love of God that is ours in Christ Jesus our Lord." It's always eternal. We gain everything and lose nothing of value. Let's sing again. "I say love, it is my Saviour." We'll stand to sing this. A number of years ago, I made a very costly mistake. Some of you already know about this, but not all of you. Some of you know. I did almost the unforgivable. I forgot to get my wife a Valentine's card. There should be a big sharp intake of breath at that one. The result was I had to rush to the supermarket about 9 p.m. on the 14th of February, and along with another few sad, worried-looking gentlemen, buy whatever card was left on the shelf before I was left in the shelf. The only card left had a beautiful picture in the front of the Rialto Bridge in Venice. Beautiful loving words with a beautiful picture of the Rialto Bridge in Venice. I looked at it in my hand and my heart sank. A place where my wife has always dreamed of going. I knew what was going to happen. I had forgotten to get a card and it was going to cost me very dearly indeed. And right enough, a number of months later, there we were, walking across St. Mark's Square in Venice. The inevitable happened. If we forget love, the greatest of the three, it will cost us dearly. Very dearly indeed. Just a few weeks ago, I was sitting in the morning in my office when suddenly the Amazon Alexa that sits in front of me on my desk burst into life unexpectedly. It gave a reminder, an announcement. It shouted out, "Alistair, remember to get your wife a lovely Valentine's card." Now, I've narrowed down the list of suspects who could have set this up to one. It didn't just announce it once, but for 2 weeks at 10 a.m. every morning it shouted out, "Alistair, remember to get your wife a lovely Valentine's card." What do you think? I shouldn't forget. Not with a reminder like that. We shouldn't forget. Not with a reminder like 1 Corinthians chapter 13. To help us all not to forget, so today as you leave church, to give you an aid not to forget, I want you to take a couple of things with you. Now, I'm not talking about taking a minion with you, don't worry. I'd like you to take at least a couple of cards. I'm giving you a Valentine's card. A Valentine's card. So no matter what, whatever your circumstances are, whether somebody gives you one or not, you will have a Valentine's card from God this Valentine's Day on Friday. Now, just to let you know, just in case you're thinking, this isn't some kind of plan B or a get out of jail free card if you forget to get one for Friday. No, you still have to get one if you're still meant to get one for somebody else. I want you to take one card just for you, and one, maybe more if there's plenty. We're a bit thin on the ground touch today. I think I've got about 300 in the bag here and the baskets I'm going to put at the doors at the side. Please take a handful. I want them all to go today. I want them all to go today if possible. Take one card just for you and one card or others to give to someone else. Someone else. Agape, that special love, is all about the love that God has for us and the love that God has flowing through us to others. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your mind, with all your soul and your strength, the greatest commandment. And the second is like unto this, love others as yourself. Love your neighbor as yourself. So one card to keep and one to give away to another or others. You know, there may be others in your life who may have forgotten that God loves them. They may need to be reminded this week. And on Valentine's Day and every other single day, may you and I never forget the simple words inside this card. God loves you. Amen. And may his love forever be present in our minds and hearts and in the focus of our eyes and in the pathway of our lives. May his love be there forever. Let us conclude our time of worship and sharing together with that wonderful old hymn of love, "Love Divine, All Loves Excelling." And now, beloved of the Lord, let us go into God's world, the world which He loves. For His love is unforgettable. Help us to remind all whom we shall meet, family, friend, and neighbor, that God loves them. And as we do so, may all the blessings of God be upon us, of Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, this day and forevermore.